Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for choosing my little session today. I'm really excited to get to talk with y'all. I figured I'd just start with a little intro and about how in the world I went from working in politics, the ugly world of politics, to working in the beauty industry, because those are two very different things. So my name is Hope. I'm 26 years old, and I am a born and raised Southern girl from South Carolina. And I grew up in the church, grew up loving Jesus. I'll actually tell you a little bit, a story about by Logo in a second, about how it honors my family, my grandmother. But I am the oldest of three girls in my family. I'm one of four, but the oldest of three girls. And there's a distinction between being just the oldest and the oldest girl, the oldest daughter. So I run my whole family, is what I'm trying to tell you. And I grew up with a love for the Lord, but I didn't always live like I loved the Lord. I did my own way in college and right after college, and a family event, a tragedy, it brought me to my knees, and I didn't know what to do, so I opened the Bible, and I happened to open the Bible to the story of Jehoshaphat, where it says, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you, and I felt God tell me to pray that every single morning before I went to church or to work for a week. And every morning that week when I opened up my Bible and I read that prayer, I felt God stir in my heart, and it was like that week set off something in my soul that I just needed to continue reading my Bible every single day. So everything that God has taught me about himself, about the Bible, it's all just come from him. Because even though I was raised in the church, I didn't have a full comprehension of what the Bible truly meant. I didn't know, understand how the Holy Spirit worked, that he could speak to you, that he could give you visions and dreams and words of knowledge. I had no idea about how God worked, about how he loved me and what it truly meant to live for Jesus. And so he taught it all for me. He met me there on my pink couch in D.C. in my very first little apartment, just me and him and the Bible. And so that just grew my love for the Lord. And through that, my love for the women of the Bible. And so after 2020, I was sick of being in D.C. Peyton and I were talking about this yesterday. After the election, I was just so sick of being there. I was just done with it. Every time I thought about getting a new job, I just burst into tears. And so I said, I think I'm just going to go home to South Carolina for a little while. And God miraculously got me out of my D.C. rent apartment. You know, when you lease an apartment, they're like, even if you die, someone's going to have to continue paying your bill. Well, I had one of those leases. And by the grace of God, they just let me leave. And so my dad drove me up there. We got my stuff out of my apartment. I came home to South Carolina, and I took a job that I hated. It was in a cubicle, and I sat there every day. And one night, I just bawled crying because I just, you know, that's how you have to let it out sometimes. So I bawled crying to God, and I said, I'm going to need, can y'all hear me? Does this need to be pinched? I might just... Is it working at all? Okay, it's working. If it's working, it's working. So I cried my eyes out, and I said, God, I'm going to need something different, because surely this is not it. Like, this is not what you have planned for me to sit in this cubicle for the rest of my life. And so I said, I'm going to need something different. Please, with humility and respect, please give me another job, and I would really like it if I could serve the kingdom and also change culture. Well, all this time, I'd been developing a love for studying the women of the Bible. I thought maybe one day I'd write novels about the women of the Bible. And the next morning, after I cried myself to sleep, wet pillowcase, dramatic, oh God, my life is awful and I need you to give me something else to do because I'm bored out of my mind, I woke up the next morning with this idea to start a makeup line inspired by the women of the Bible. And so all this time, God had been preparing my heart in my life to start a makeup line that would get to minister to women and tell them about how God sees them. All this time, also, I'd been noticing about how dark the beauty industry had become. That they name their products. I don't know if y'all have ever gone through your makeup bag or gone down the makeup aisle and you look at the bottom of the makeup and you see like what the name actually is. And it's usually something like lust or sin or adulteress or cheater or better than sex, or, you know, sometimes I've scandalized the women in the church audience telling them what the names of the products actually are. So we'll keep it PG-13. But we would never put that on a t-shirt and wear it. So why are we putting it on our face as something that makes us more beautiful when we know that our beauty is a combination of the loveliness of the way that Jesus has already created us. He's created us physically perfect, the way that he wants us to look. There's nothing we have to change about ourselves. He has deemed us already wonderful, fearfully, wonderfully made. But then it's also the loveliness of Jesus in our hearts that makes us beautiful. It's the combination of both. It's not just who we are on the inside that makes us beautiful, and it's not just how we look. It's both because God has made us physical and spiritual. And that's what brings out the glory of the Lord, that we are not just one or the other, we're both. And so I wanted a makeup line that reflected that to girls, that didn't just give them the pressure of it's how you look that is going to determine how people view you or your value, and it's not just who you are on the inside, because then that discounts the way that you look physically. So I wanted to remind girls, you're beautiful inside and out, and also tell the stories of the women of the Bible through makeup. So just a little bit about the line. Every product has some type of message with it. That's why I call the makeup, makeup with the message. So our lip glosses are called Lip Reflex because I wanted to remind you that you reflect the glory of the Lord. And then each color is named after a woman from Scripture, and somehow it tells her story. Like Mary is clear because for her purity. And then Rahab is red because she had a red scarf in the Bible. And then all of our radiant sticks, which I'm going to use on Peyton here in just a minute, they have affirmations on the bottom. So things like I am loyal, or I am favored, or this one is I am woman for Eve, because it's powerful to be a woman. And sometimes we forget that. And I wanted to remind girls that. And then this little gloss I'm going to use on Peyton here in a little while is Esther. So Peyton, if you want to come on up, we'll start with our little makeup lesson. I'm going to give y'all a very simple and easy makeup look to do every day. You want to put this headband on to hold your hair back, and we'll get started on it. So I want to keep it super simple and easy for y'all, just something you can easily recreate. These are for sale at the Hope Beauty if you want a makeup holder backer. Crayon holder backer. Let's smoothen your foundation right here just a little bit before I get started. So I'm just going to do a little, just an easy something that y'all can do every single day. And I'm going to give you a couple of different ways to apply it. So she already put her foundation on just for the sake of time. For foundation, y'all just pick what you're comfortable with. If you want something more full coverage, like I've been struggling with the worst acne of my life the last couple of months, so I did a full coverage foundation because nobody wants to look at my red pussy pimples. But you know, if you have beautiful skin like Peyton, all you need is a little tinted moisturizer. So you just go with what you're comfortable with for foundation. And so then usually my next step is I do bronzer, blush, and highlighter on my face. And I love these sticks from Hope Beauty because you can use them on your eyes, your face, your cheeks, your lips, everywhere. So they're very easy to use. Like I did my makeup in the car the other day, and I just did it all over my face and blended it in with my fingers, and I was done in 5 minutes. So I want it to be something easy, versatile, because also, you know, one stick you can use in multiple places. That also saves you just a little bit of money. So, well, let's get started now. So this is a bronzer color. I think a lot of women are afraid to use bronzer, but it's really quite simple. You're just going to put it anywhere where the sun would have naturally tanned your face. And you can also use it to give your face a little bit more definition, because with makeup, I never want you to think you're having to change your face. You're just bringing out the beauty that's already there. So typically where we would warm up our face, where the sun would naturally hit us, is to go across our forehead and then on the high points of our cheeks. So typically I say you go from the top of your ear to the corner of your eye. You don't want to go down here with bronzer because that's going to drag your face down. So you're going to go up high. So yeah, I'll show you on this side without the mic. You go from the top of your ear, just right here to the corner of your eye. You don't want to go all the way down your cheek because then that has you looking really heavy, like you put on a lot of makeup, like a lot of stage makeup. For our nose, I just typically go just across the bridge of your nose, and then you can also get the tip too just to keep it even. And then we'll get this side. So you just go again for the girlies on this side. You go from the top of your ear to the corner of your eye. Then you can also go across your jaw down here, and that will give you a little bit of definition on your jawline.
Hides the double chin.
And then it will also even out that color a little bit, because we don't want to go for, you know, the bacon stripe look on your cheeks where it just goes like bronzer, blush, highlighter, and then it just looks like a piece of uncooked bacon. We don't want that. We don't want that look on our cheeks. So we try to even it out. So we get right here on our temples. And then we try to make it even, just where the sun would have naturally hit you. And so you can either apply it directly to your face like that and blend it in with a brush. This is a synthetic brush. One thing about makeup is you do want to use the right brush for that product. So with cream products, you want to use a synthetic brush. And you know that it's synthetic. It's just the silky rather than a more coarse-haired brush. And it'll usually say synthetic on there. So we blend it in. And when you're blending your bronzer, you want to push the product up and back. So you're going to go back into your hairline Also, if you're blonde and or fair like Peyton is, you want to push all the way back into your hair so you don't have a line of makeup right on your forehead, especially with your foundation, but then also with your bronzer. So you're blending up and in, and then on your neck here or on your jawline, you're going to bend down into the neck. So up on your cheekbone, but then down on your neck. So I got all the affirmations for these sticks from the women of the Bible. And so all of the bronzers, their affirmations I got from Ruth's story. And I don't know if you remember, but in Ruth's story, before she goes to Boaz on the threshing floor, she goes to Naomi, and Naomi tells her to wash, put on your best dress, and put on perfume. And I love that little nugget right there, because she wasn't telling Naomi wasn't telling Ruth to do that just so that Boaz would think that she's beautiful. Boaz already thought she was beautiful, sweating and working in the field. She told Ruth to do that because it was about giving Ruth the confidence to go up to Boaz. It wasn't just necessarily about trying to impress Boaz one more time and get a proposal out of him. It was to get Ruth the confidence that she needed to approach him. And I think that that's important that we keep in mind while we're doing our makeup, is that it's not just about trying to impress others, but it's also about giving us the confidence that we need to go forth throughout the day. So this is one way to apply the radiant sticks, just to apply them directly to your face and then to blend them in with a brush. You can also just rub the product onto the brush like this, or rub the brush onto the product and then just dab it onto your face too. If you're afraid of doing like a stripe and you're afraid you're not going to blend it in, then I'd definitely suggest going like this. And you just go in the exact same places. Peyton, you're going to have be really bronzed up today since I'm doing two layers of bronzers.
So how do you sell the brushes too?
I'm working on it. So this is a prototype actually from my lab, and we're working on getting it in pretty colors. I have three shades, a lighter, medium, and dark. I'm the medium shade, and then Peyton is the more fair shade. They're pretty forgiving. I would say that if you're going to be more tan in the summertime, then you could go ahead and go with the medium shade, and you could apply it really light and then just blend it in. Yes, I have a deep shade for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the bronzer. And then I'm also going to use this as her eyeshadow. And so you could either draw it on just the same way, but since it's easier to draw it with yourself, but since I'm doing it on her, I'm just going to rub a little brush. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are your bronzers, do they work for the cool and the warm?
Yes, they do. They're all very neutral. So these are...
Or like me, who's just pale.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they're all neutral tones, so you don't have to worry about them being too orange or too cool tone to use it as a bronzer. Yeah. So for the eyes, typically you could literally just go rent on your eyes and just go all the way across your lid, but I'm going to show y'all just a little look. So I use a small eyeshadow brush. I got some product on there, and I'm just going to put the bronzer on the outer corner of her eye, just like this right here. Just to add a little bit of warmth and definition. This is how I do it on all my models when they come to do photo shoots. I just pop a little bit of bronzer on the outside of their eyes. And it just gives a little extra something to the eyes without looking like you did crazy eyeshadow look. Just a little bit of pop to the eyes. And it also makes it look cohesive. So if you've put on your whole look of foundation and you put on your bronzer, you don't just have white eyelids. It just gives you a little bit of something in definition there. Next step would be blush, and this is shade I Am Woman from Eve's Story. And I saw out there that somebody has a book, there's an author here today, and she has a book called I Am Ezer. And the word that they use, the Bible first uses for woman, is Ezer Kenego, which means life-sustaining helper. And the only other time that in Scripture that word is used, it's used in reference to God himself. I'm not equating us to God in the slightest, but I am saying that we're not just a helpmeet. We're not just the helper or the servant or the one who just came after man to just be like to pick up the slack. We have power in us through the Holy Spirit to speak life into other people. We not only bring forth life physically with children, but we bring it forth every single day by speaking life into other people. And sometimes we have to remember that we have the influence of the Holy Spirit and God with us because we carry His image and His influence with us through the Holy Spirit. And so that is what I Am Woman should remind you of, that you are not just a helpmeet. You are an Ezra Konecko, a life-sustaining helper, and you are a woman. And sometimes when I do this, I sing, I am woman, hear me roar, just like that. Okay, so there's two options for where you want to place your blush. If you want to bring out the apples of your cheeks and your dimples and you want to make yourself look really happy or more in love, you're going to put it on the apples of your cheeks. So a fun tip, when girls are in movies and they're falling in love in the movie makeup artist will put more and more blush on the apples of their cheeks as they fall in love in the movie. So they'll start the movie with a little bit and then they'll go more and more and more. Because when you fall in love, you get a natural blush. So around Valentine's Day or on date night, you want to put a little extra blush on the apples of your cheeks. If you want to give yourself a lifted look, then you're going to put it more up on the high points of your cheek, right off the corner of your eye, rather than on the apples of your cheeks, and that will lift your face just a little bit by putting that color up high. If you don't know exactly where that is, you're going to go just directly from the tip of your nose and then just across your face. And right there where that top of that cheekbone hits, that's where you're going to place your blush because that's the highest point of your face. Let me stand in front of you and make sure I got you even out, Peyton. Okay. It's hard to look to see what I'm doing when I'm doing makeup on just one side or the other side. So we'll blend her out just a little bit more. And then another thing I love about these is that you can also use them on your lips as lipstick. So whatever color you put on your cheeks, you can also put on your lips as lipstick. Or you can do, yes. They're perfect for these cream products. You can definitely use them. Yeah, that's what Peyton uses. And actually, this morning I used a beauty blender too. Sometimes the brushes are just easier because everybody's got a makeup brush in their drawer. You can also just use your fingers with these. A lot of times I just use my fingers and just dab it in too, especially if I'm doing something light. Now, because I'm applying it on Peyton, I'm going to use a brush to put it on her, but you could also just swipe it on like a normal lipstick, but I'm just going to use a brush just because that. I might get it all over her face if I tried to do this stick on her. So smile for me. We're just gonna swipe it on her lips like this. And I do like, so sometimes when you see cheek to lip formulas on in other brands, one thing about Hope Beauty's that I really like is that it's not too dry for your lips, but it's also not too creamy for your cheeks where it just smudges off and it's too oily on your face. It's a pretty good mix of using for both cheeks and lips. And I could leave it like this, or I could put a little bit of gloss on top. And I forgot to bring you a mirror to give you the mascara. Do you? Could we borrow it, please? I'm gonna let Peyton do her own mascara, and I'm gonna talk.
The French chickens.
Well, actually, while you get that out, we'll do the highlighter. So I got the highlighters from Hannah's story in the Bible. If you don't know Hannah, she was Samuel's mom, and she couldn't have a baby. Like so many women of the Bible, they couldn't have a baby. And they prayed, and God gave her a baby. But what I love about Hannah's story is that she's in the temple, and she's praying. She's so distraught when she goes into the temple. Like, I know so many of us are like this. Her face was downcast. It says it in the Bible. Her face was just visibly distraught. She was upset. She'd been praying for a baby for years and years, and God hadn't answered her yet. And so she finally goes into the temple, and she prays so hard that I think it was Elijah, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Elisha or Elijah? I get them mixed up because they came back to back and their stories just run it together in my head when I'm starting to tell other stories. Well, you're going to go with Elijah. You can just pretend because they kind of sound the same. He comes out and she's praying so hard that he thinks that she is drunk.
It's Eli.
Okay, Eli comes out. See, I'm getting them all mixed up now. I promise I know my story. I got my women straight. The supporting characters, they're a little fuzzy. Eli comes out, and he thinks that she's drunk. She's praying so hard. She's praying so hard that she's praying and praying and praying, and she's moving her mouth, but nothing's coming out. And so he goes, woman, how long are you going to stay like this? You're literally embarrassing yourself here in the temple. And she says, please don't judge me. I am just so distraught. I want a baby so bad. I am praying to God for him to answer my prayers. And he says, God's going to answer your prayers. So she gets up and she takes that as a okay, I guess. She gets up, and when she leaves the temple, her face is radiant. So she went down to the temple, visibly distraught. She left whatever festival they were at. The other sister wife was being mean to her. Her husband didn't get it. He had mouthed off. She goes in there to enter the church, and she cries and cries and cries. And she leaves, and her face is radiant. And I love that the Bible says that her face went from downcast and distraught to radiant, because nothing changed about her appearance. When she left the temple, she probably had snot crusted on her face, and her eyes were swollen from tears. But it was the glory of the Lord that had filled her heart back up with encouragement. So it didn't really matter what she looked like. She was still radiant when she left. And so one of the things that I, or one of the affirmations that I took from Hannah's story, is that she was favored by God. And so this radiant stick, this is a highlighter, and it says on the bottom, I am favored, because you carry the same favor in you that Hannah did. And we're going to put highlighter on the high points of our cheeks. So right here, right on top of where we put the blush, and I usually blend this one in with my fingers. And this just gives you just a little bit of dewy glow, almost like you just applied your skincare. It's not too shimmery or glittery. I do have a glitter highlighter, and the young girls, the teens and the twins, they go crazy. Their eyes just like expand. They're like, the glitter, when they see that glitter highlighter. So we're going to put this on the high points of our cheeks. You can also go down the center of your nose with it. And there's two options to apply, just like the last time where I just put it on the face and then blended it in. Or you can just rub your finger on it and take it down the center of your nose. And you can also do right here on the bow of your lip. It'll give you just a little extra pout and plump. And then we're also going to put this on the center of her eyes as eyeshadow too, just for a little extra shimmer.
How far down the cheekbones do you go with the highlighter? Where it doesn't look weird.
I typically go just from like where her eyebrow is to like halfway down to where her pupil is. Just a little bit of touch. Now, I will say, if you're going to a special event where you're going to have a lot of pictures taken, say a wedding, a really beautiful place to put highlighter instead of right here on the high points of your cheeks is the apples of your cheeks right here. It just gives you a little extra glow when you're facing a camera to have pictures made. I already did this side. Oh, I was doing your eyeshadow. I forgot what I was doing for a second. So we're going to put this on the center of her lip for a little extra glow. You can also do your brow bone right here and on the inner corner of your eyes. Okay, now I'll let you put on your mascara. You need this mirror. Here you go. I have an eyelash curler at the table too if you need to do that in a minute.
So you don't do eyeliner?
Not yet. I do have an idea for eyeliner. I did start the eyeliner to test it out, but I started all of Hope Beauty, and then I slowly transitioned to beautiful, prettier packaging that's white, because I started with plain black, because that's how manufacturing works. And so I'm working on getting all the new products back out. So this is our mascara. It's called the Marvelous Mascara. It's clean. If you like something that's like a thicker, more volumizing mascara, it does curl your eyelashes very well. But it's called the Marvelous Mascara, and it says on there, you are marvelously made by God. Because you are fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made by the Lord. Or marvelous are his words, but you are marvelous, you know. And so we'll let Peyton put that on for just a second.
Do you just have one mascara? Mm-hmm.
I just have one mascara right now, yeah. But the eyeliners, they're named after different places. So I had a black eyeliner, and when it comes back out, it in a pretty white packaging instead of the black packaging, it was called Sinai, shade Sinai in black, because the top of Mount Sinai, where historians think that God met Moses to give him the Ten Commandments, where God came down in the cloud of fire, to this day, where historians think that it is still charred black, and that's why they think that that's the spot. That God came down and charred the earth black with his fire. And that's a reminder that God does exist and we should follow the Ten Commandments. Not yet. Not yet. So this is about what we've got right now. I will put on her Esther lip gloss. And no one's used this yet. I just got it out of the packaging. If you want to put it on, I'll do it for you.
You don't have a mirror now.
So smile. So this is actually our best-selling lip gloss. It's just a neutral color. Gives you just a your lips but better look. For most people. But everybody's got their shade that they love. I have on a blush on my lips today, actually. I have on I Am Irreplaceable on my lips, if it's still there, after I ate grapes and drank coffee and all the other things. But I just wanted to encourage y'all today to know that how we look, it does matter because it matters to us, but it also matters to other people because how we present ourselves, whether it's with makeup, all dressed up, or whether we just have thrown on a ball cap and, you know, ran out the door in our workout clothes for the day, it's not just about how we look like. It's about how we carry ourselves with the confidence of God because we have confidence in who He is. Because when we look and feel approachable, we're much more likely to go up to a woman and say, "Can I pray for you?" Or to have someone come up to us and say, "What is it about you that's so different?" Because let me tell y'all a story. Okay, I've got two stories, and then I'll be finished with my little talk in case we're running late on time. I had this girl that I used to work with, actually in the White House. We sat upstairs in the West Wing, side by side, for about 2 years together. And every day she would come in and she would say, "I hate this day. This day is so miserable." And I knew that she didn't know Jesus, mainly because she said she hated this day every single day. But I just knew it. We had already talked about that. Every day she came and she was miserable. She literally hated her life. And one day she looked over at me and she said, "I hate this day so much." And then she said, "And I hate you because you're just so happy all the time, and I don't get why." And I looked her dead in the face and I said, "It's because I know Jesus is my Savior." And because people do notice it about us. I don't know if you've ever gone to the grocery store and you're in the checkout line and the lady's like, "You're so beautiful. There's just something different about you." And you know in your heart, that's because you carry the Spirit of Jesus with you. And that is the Shekinah glory. A funny joke about the Shekinah glory is when I sang in the choir at my aunt's church that also my grandfather also sang in. I sang in the choir for like a year when I lived with my aunt. The older ladies had a joke about the Shekinah glory, and I didn't know what the Shekinah glory was, but the joke was that if the spotlights hit your earrings when you were singing in the choir and it sparkled extra, that was the Shekinah glory. And I didn't know what that was, but they made that joke and everybody was laughing about it, and I was like, I don't get it. So at lunch, I asked my aunt what the Shekinah glory was, and she told me to go look it up. And it's actually not in the Bible, so I had to Google it. But the Shekinah glory is when Moses spent extra time with God because he had been in the presence with the Lord. His face literally radiated and shined. And he had to wear a veil because it freaked people out that he was literally glowing. But when we spend time with God, and there's somewhere in the New Testament, there's a Bible verse about how we radiate the goodness of Jesus too when we spend time with him. And so the more time we spend with Jesus and we filled ourselves up, just like Hannah, when she filled herself up, we become radiant. And that's not just for our own good. That is so that we can draw people into us so that we can tell them the goodness of Jesus. Because nobody's going to come up to somebody who looks downcast. And I mean, we might ask if we can pray for you. But no one's going to come up to you and expect to get anything good out of you. And you've got the goodness of Jesus inside of you. So we better start looking like it and acting like it so that we can share the glory and the goodness of Jesus. Just like I got to share with that girl that day because she hated her life, and I was obviously enjoying mine every single day. Not that I didn't have bad days. I guess I just smiled at her all the time, and it got on her nerves enough because she didn't understand how I was happy all the time because I had Jesus with me, and who, even on my worst days, I still had his goodness to fall back onto. Yeah. So that's one story of the Shekinah glory, that we all have it. We just have to start remembering that we have it and acting like it, because sometimes it's not just about, like, whether we think we're beautiful. We are beautiful. We do have the goodness of Jesus. We are favored. We do have his faithfulness in us. We just have to remind ourselves of it so that we can start living like it. This last story is the story that I'm going to end on, and I remembered it actually when we were sitting outside waiting for the conference to start. And it's about the loveliness of Jesus that we all carry with us. So when my grandmother, she was the woman who raised me. She taught me how to love Jesus. I basically lived with her after my grandfather died because she was from the generation where she grew up with 8 kids and her parents, and then she got married and then she had children. And so when he died and all her children had moved out, she didn't have anybody. And so I was the volunteer grandchild who basically just spent the night with her every single night since she never had to be by herself. So we got to be very, very close. I called my grandma Gigi. It stood for Grandmother Garrison, but I told her always that it stood for Gorgeous Grandmother, and that's why I was the favorite. And so I'm the only grandkid out of 8 that has her blue eyes. And so right before she passed away, my mom wrote her a poem called My Mother's Eyes Are Like Blue Butterflies. And it talked about how she raised us to love Jesus and how her eyes sparkled when she would talk about the love of Jesus that he has for us. And so when I created Hope Beauty, I knew that I had to put butterflies in it in some kind of way. So my logo is, well, I don't have any of the lids. If y'all come by my booth later, you'll see my logo. But it makes an H and a B, and it's a blue butterfly. And that's because right before she passed away, my Gigi would always say, I am Blue Butterfly Senior, and you, Hope, are Blue Butterfly Junior. And I knew that meant that she expected me to carry on her legacy of encouragement, because that woman encouraged everybody. I mean, whether it was the people she was selling a house to, or her granddaughter, or a stranger at the grocery store, or whoever, she was encouraging them and telling them about the goodness of Jesus. And so I knew she was passing the torch on to me to go encourage other people. And I will never forget when she was battling cancer. It was the hardest thing I've ever watched, because I watched this strong, beautiful woman just crumble under the weight of fighting the cancer. And one day I was sitting, we were coloring her hair with whatever safe color that we got from Sally's Beauty Supply. I'd gone to pick it up, and she was sitting in a rocking chair, and I was rubbing the color through her hair, and clumps of the hair was just white, her little white hair was just falling out, and she started just bawling, crying. And I remember thinking, like, her loveliness is still there. It's in her heart. It's just, she just can't see it anymore. And there are some women in here, you have the loveliness of Jesus in you. You just can't see it. And the last time I came to this conference, I was getting ready in the bathroom, and God told me that when I was getting ready, he said, there's a woman going to be in your audience who needs to hear that cancer hasn't stolen her loveliness, that she is still absolutely and altogether lovely, just like I tell her in Song of Solomon. And so I was like, okay, God, I'll remember that. And so I got ready, and I got here, and I rushed through my speech or whatever, and I totally forgot to say that there's a woman in here who needs to hear from God today that cancer didn't steal her loveliness. Well, lo and behold, this little sweet lady comes up to me after the message, and she's asking me if her products are cancer safe, which all they are. All the Hope Beauty products are non-toxic and safe to use for cancer patients, and also just for everyday use for us. And so she's asking me all these questions and about the makeup, and I just go, God told me to tell you that cancer didn't steal your loveliness. And her face went, and she threw her arms around me, and she just hugged me so tight, and she said, you don't know how much I just needed to hear that. And she starts bawling, crying. And so I knew that my Gigi was still encouraging people, because her story of how I remembered of how God hadn't left her unlovely. She was still altogether lovely. It's still carrying through. And so I want to remind y'all today, you carry the loveliness of Jesus in you, inside and out, just like that sweet lady does too. And my grandma too. So do y'all have any questions for me about makeup or anything like that? Yes.
Do you have like the direct instructions like you just told us? I can't remember a lot of it.
So actually, I do. I have a very easy way to remember it. So y'all probably can't see it in the back, but my logo is down here. It makes a butterfly. It's on the lid of all of the radiant sticks, and that is your pattern. I totally forgot to say this when I was doing it, but your pattern is a butterfly. So each side of your face is a butterfly wing. So butterfly wing. Butterfly wing, and your nose is the body. So that's how you remember how to put on your bronzer. And then your blush, you can think of the little decorations on the butterfly wings. But it's on the lid of the logo. So you just do butterfly wing, and your nose is the body. You just put a little extra on there. Does that help?
So I have a hard time keeping lipstick on my lips. Does this stay on longer, or what, are there any tricks?
It does. I would say to get a lip liner and fill your lips totally in with lip liner. That's going to give you a good sticky base for your lipstick and your gloss to put on. So if you have trouble keeping your lipstick on, I would definitely say do lip liner, lipstick, and gloss. That's three layers of talking and eating proof that your lipstick's going to have to work through.
You said use the line, like you fill all of it in?
Mm-hmm. Fill all of it in with your lip liner. It won't make your whole, you know how we do a shade darker than our lips usually. It doesn't make your lips look too dark to do that, because the lipstick has enough coverage. Yeah.
The same color lip liner with your lipstick, at least close.
Yeah, you can do close, or you can do a couple shades darker than the lipstick or whatever your natural color lip is to give extra definition to your lips. Yes.
My question is, I love that you your products I see up here on this beautiful sign, made in USA.
Yes.
And would you mind telling us a little bit about how you were able to
get started
here in the United States? Because I love that. I love that a lot.
Thank you.
So
when I first started Hope Beauty, I had worked in politics, so I really had no idea how in the world I was going to do this idea that God gave me. I just had the idea. But I did have a friend who used to work for Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, and she was their regional director for the Southeast, and she connected me with their manufacturer who's in New York City. And so now I have Bobbi Brown's manufacturer making all of my makeup. So you can trust that it is good, high-quality makeup. So the same people that make Estee Lauder, Bobbi Brown. Bobbi Brown's new makeup line is called Jones Road, Rihanna's makeup line, basically everything. They can do it all. And one day, I'll have them do skincare and hair care products for me too, because they have the capabilities to do it all. So this is just a little taste of what is to come for Hope Beauty. It's going to start with makeup, but I want it to be everything. I even have ideas for perfume.
How long have you been doing
this? 2 years.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Almost, yeah, that we're getting into, well, this is the third year, but two complete years.
So say we buy your product today, and to get a refill, you're online. Is that how you do your...
Yes, y'all each got a little sheet, and it has my website on it. Okay. It's Hope Beauty. I wanted to do hopebeauty.com, but that domain was already taken, so I just added USA on there. Because we, you know...
Can I give a shameless friend plug?
Sure.
So I, at first, did not buy Hope Beauty. I had a little... skeptical, but she got it started, made in the USA, all clean products, and I started using it, and I love it. I've changed everything she makes, I use, but one thing I was going to tell you, obviously this is a little deeper of a look. Some days I don't put foundation on, and I can use the Radiant Sticks just after a day in the sun to have some blush on. It really, when you use a brush, you can build it, you can go really light. I just taught my coworker's daughter how to do her first middle school makeup with it. I mean, it can be as deep or as light as you want. And so that's the one thing I will say. I feel like I'm always comfortable going a little darker, but sometimes you may want something that's a little lighter, and it's very buildable.
Like when you get to supermarket or something.
Yeah, just a little bit of color on your cheeks and on your lips. That's usually what I do, is I just put a little blush on.
And I like the fact that you can use one thing at one time.
I do too.
Yes, yes. So I did make them into kits. So I have them sectioned out by a blush, a bronzer, and a highlighter. So I either have them as a little set like this that you can get for a discounted price. I'm just knocking everything over. So you can either get three sticks for $60, or you can choose three sticks and a lip gloss for $75.
Okay. Do you sell the brushes today too?
Not the brushes. We're still working on that. But I do have makeup bags for y'all if you want to get a little makeup bag with it. Yes. Oh, here, we'll go back here first. Oh.
And it was almost so gorgeous, you know. But I don't feel
that to order. Well, I think he's telling you to get some Hope Beauty.
I don't like a lot of makeup. I'm too old.
You're not too old.
Well,
you're like the Naomi. Now you get to pour into us.
But you know how it settles into wrinkles?
Yes, so the cream products are actually great for more mature skin, because it's going to give you that luminosity and reflect the light, and it's not going to settle into any wrinkles in your face. So yeah, the cream products are great for all ages.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is wonderful.
We have a couple more.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure. So you've got the 5 products, right?
Yes. Right. Okay. Yes, and there's more shades out front. I just only brought in here what I was going to use on Peyton.
Okay. Which, yeah, by the way, is insane for doing it for 2 to 3 years.
Thank
like,
you.
By the way, that's
thank
crazy.
You. So we have 9 radiant stick shades. So 3 shades of blush, 3 shades of bronzer, and 3 shades of highlighter. So
okay,
that there's something for everybody. What shade would you need? I think that you can actually do exactly what I did on Peyton, because y'all have very similar coloring. I think that's exactly what you would do. Yes, it's I Am Loyal, I Am Woman, and I Am Favored.
Okay.
Yes.
I think there's a hand back there.
There's a hand over here somewhere.
Is it waterproof?
It's not waterproof. We have yet to figure out in the beauty industry a way to make clean, waterproof mascara. So we're still working on that one.
So it's
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh. So it does two, like.
It does two.
You do that for the bronze as well.
Yes, I put the bronzer and the highlighter on the face and the eyes. Okay. Yeah, and you could also put the pink on your eyes too if you wanted to, if you're into that.
Mm-hmm. Another question.
Mm-hmm.
For the lip gloss that you used on her, it's so mm-hmm. lovely. I love the glossiness. The it just very mm-hmm. shiny.
It's oil. So, you know, I don't know if y'all have seen that lip oils have become really popular. They make your lips super shiny, but they're also hydrating. It's just a bunch of different types of good oils for you. Mm-hmm. It also has hyaluronic acid and vitamin E in it, and the hyaluronic acid will also plump up your lips without any kind of stinging. So it gets rid of any of those vertical lines in your lips. And so the more you use it, the less lines you'll see in your lips, too. Yeah, back here. Well, what makes bronzer look muddy on your skin is when you've chosen the wrong color. So you've chosen something a little bit too orange, and that's what makes it look muddy. I would just say to make sure that you really blended it in like back up towards your ears and back into your hairline to keep it from looking muddy. And then the blush should just lay really beautifully on top of it after you've blended it together. You're going to always blend a little bit more than you think you needed to have blended. And you don't have to be afraid of the product. That's another one of my best tips is you bought the makeup, put it on. You know, you don't have to be afraid of using too much. If you do, just take a little bit of whatever brush you're using or your foundation brush and tap it back out just a little bit.
Are you working at all on a foundation product?
We're working on it, yes. Mm-hmm. We're working on getting everything back out, yes. Thank you.
You've just been a great inspiration to all of us. I love that you have thought to take women from the Bible and tell people the stories of those women. That makes me want to buy your product.
Thank you.
But where do you do your presentations besides churches?
Just where whoever invites me out, I go wherever I'm invited. So Mount Perrin invited me out, so I came out here. I've been to Connecticut, I've been to Dallas, I've been to Tennessee, I've been where else? North Carolina, I've been to Florida, I've been all over. I've been to Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
When we go on your website,
mm-hmm.
is there a way that you get back on a list to let everybody know?
Yes, we do have an email sign up on the website. Yeah.
On your website, do you have a demonstration of what you did today?
Yes, and if y'all want to follow me on Instagram, or if you're young and you have TikTok, you can follow me there too. But on Instagram, on
okay.
Yes. So y'all can follow me there too. I call them mini makeup with the message, and I put on my makeup and do a little preaching mm-hmm. while I get ready. So I try to, it's Hope Beauty USA, and then my name is Hope Harvard.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you for coming in here to listen to me. I hope it was helpful and encouraging. Yes, I've got my table out there if y'all want to come see.
Where are we going?